When we say what we want, we don't care what is right. Send a flex while they stare in the night, in the air, it's apparent we nice. Porches go on the tear, this real deal, boy, it's more than a scare. I just suggest you do more than beware.
Shit, baby. Welcome back to another N85 podcast. Your boy AZ, aka Daddy Z. And to my motherfucking right, we got my motherfucking brothers, bro, in this bitch. Here we go. Let's go. It's your boy She Loves Daniel to my right, and to the right of him, Lil Chop, the barber, bro. Here we go. What's up, my brothers? Yo, up, I appreciate y'all for being here, bro. We fucking out here. Everybody get lit in this bitch. Yo, thank you to everybody in the fucking TikTok, bro. We are fucking live.
Shout out TikTok.
Shout out TikTok. We lighting this bitch, bro. And if y'all want to watch these videos done live, y'all can go to TikTok, and we do this shit every fucking week. All right, brothers. Here we
make
go.
Make sure y'all subscribe, too.
Yeah, make sure y'all subscribe support. To the channel. Yo, listen. So right now, in the little pregame we got going on, we got somebody in the chat that said, talk about men being cheaters, bro. And we're going to get it right away, bro. We're going to start it popping, bro. Listen, bro. We talked about this topic before. I think men tend to be cheaters because... Yo, listen. I had this talk with my girl the other day. It could go one of two ways, bro. I think a lot of times it's an ego thing. You feed an ego, bro. You know what I'm saying? So we were talking about her ex and how he used to cheat back in the day and shit. That man's busted. Ugly as all shit. Had no business cheating on this fine-ass woman, right? But he still did. Yo, Brian splurging on the fucking gifts, bro. He sent a rock star and he sent a money gun. Let's fucking go, bro. Make sure you subscribe to the channel at N85 Podcast, yo. Sometimes it's not cheating. You just got to get your get back. Ooh, here we go. We gonna get into that.
That is true, though. You can't go outside like that.
Not.
Okay. You can't.
The motherfucker ugly, that's what it is.
Yeah, deadass. Okay, listen. A lot of times, so for this specific issue, right, we were talking about her ex. I feel like that man was not loved as a kid. You know what I'm saying? It all starts with that.
Yo, that's fucked up.
So I feel like to validate his, like, low ego and his low, like, you know, self-worth and feelings, he has to seek it in other ways. Some people seek it in, like, drugs and shit, right? They take a lot of drugs and shit to feel better about life. Well, some people treat cheating and women like drugs. You know what I'm saying? They go after many different women. To them, it's not the quality of the woman. You know what I'm saying? Because they cheat with, like, random fucking tortas, right? But it's the quantity for them. It's the feeling of, like, yeah, dude, look at me. I'm getting so many fucking girls, bro. I'm the fucking shit. I'm the man, bro. Nobody could tell me nothing, right? But I think women cheat for other reasons, bro. Women cheat once they are emotionally disconnected from their relationship, bro. If the man is lacking shit, that's when they go out and start doing shit, bro. You know what I'm saying? Have you ever experienced anything like that? Have you ever got cheated on? Or are y'all not gonna admit any of that shit?
Hell yeah.
I have not.
He has not.
And yo, if you know, chat, you have do not, not let me know.
Yo, chat, he said he has not gotten cheated on.
That's cap.
Yo, hold up. Let's catch up with this.
You probably got cheated on the low or something.
On the low.
On the
but
low.
But that I know of, I have not gotten cheated on.
And yo, my man said he hasn't got cheated on.
That means you a dumbass.
Yo, chat. What are we saying right now?
That means you have to be a dumbass. Ain't no way.
So you think everybody's been cheated on, or you're talking about just specific him?
Well, nah, I think everybody has got cheated on.
I think so too, bro.
At least.
Real shit, bro.
At least.
Listen, bro, because the thing is, it might not be full-blown like she's fucking another dude, right?
It'll be micro-cheating.
Exactly. Micro-cheating, bro. Micro-cheating is cheating, bro. I don't know if y'all listen to the podcast and y'all haven't listened to it. Yo, my man Austin, bro, he was in a situation where he went to a party, right? Shawty started asking my man for a hug. He took him home, by the way, to
his
house.
That's crazy.
Before he got out the car, she was like, yo, can I get a hug? Before he got out the car, she was like, yo, can I get an IG? Is that cheating? Would y'all consider that
That's
cheating?
That's some whole ass shit.
We considering that cheating, bro? Hell nah, bro. Dude, I consider that
I feel like females are worse than dudes.
Honestly. Wait, no, there's not that they're worse. It's just that they're, like, more sneaky.
Nah, yeah, bro.
Men
nah,
be
like, some females be dumbasses. Like, they are bad, like, at hiding shit.
You think so?
I think they're dudes, worse, bro. There's dudes that, like, are sneaky as fuck.
Nah, I think women will outshine men any day of the fucking week, bro. They gotta have a whole roster behind your back, and you wouldn't even know, bro.
It's true.
You'd be like, my man right here. Nah, I've never gotten cheated on or nothing like that.
That's cap, though. You cap it, fool.
I'm just playing, bro. nah, I think they have a way. Because the thing is, the only reason women get caught is because guys love to flex. So if a girl's out cheating, right? She's gonna end up fucking with a dude. That dude's obviously gonna tell his friends, right? Yo, guess who I just fucked, bro? this dude's girl. That guy's gonna tell his homies. His homies not gonna have respect for that guy. He's gonna tell three other homies. That's how the word spreads. That's how shawty gets caught up.
Exactly.
That's why you never be federal. That's why you never talk about shit like to people. You keep shit to yourself, because if not, it spreads like a virus, and then you get caught the fuck up.
For real. Oh, here we go. Okay. So we have somebody in the chat said, as a retired cheater, we are sneaky as fuck. Yo, that's what I'm as saying, fuck. Bro. And yo, what made you retire, bro? Hey, yo, I said it before.
She
and
probably
I said
got
it.
Cuffed or some.
Had to.
I don't know if it's a she or a he, bro.
That's know her.
After this last fail with this chick, I'm done trying to date. Ah, oh, my boy. Yeah, yo, my wife's in the fucking chat. Yo, what up, Jackie?
You're still young and turnt, bro.
Don't say my name. Yeah, I'm not saying your name, bro. I'm not saying your name. Fuck, I keep bitches. Everything confidential, bro.
Hey, fuck bitches, get money. Now just playing.
What made you retire as a cheater, bro? I said this before and I'll say it again, bro.
Back up.
I always encourage everybody to let go of those bad habits, bro. You know what I'm saying? Cheating. In the moment, I feel like you're going to go crazy. You're going to have fun. It's such a thrill and shit. Just like drugs. Just like I just expected. I explained it, right? I feel once you let go of that life and that lifestyle, bro, you're set free. You can be chill. You can live a nice, good life. You can actually build good relationships. Bro, you're going to end up fumbling and not a lot of good people, like, doing that shit. Hurting a lot of good people, bro. Some people deadass don't deserve it. Just because you have, like, certain mental issues within yourself, self-esteem issues, ego issues, you shouldn't ruin another person, you know, trying to make heal of those wounds. You know what I'm saying? Like, that just ain't the way we got to go, bro. Daniel already said it. Yikes.
We'll bleep it, bro.
Oh, facts in the chat. I need to start a podcast. I have so much to talk about. Yo, type it in the chat, bro. I really fuck with this one girl, but she not reciprocating. Yo.
That means she got another side piece.
I feel like I just got to let go.
Fuck it.
Bro, when just
tap that ass one more time.
Just use her as your sneaky link, bro. For and right. Just get money.
But that's the thing it. Is, my man's trying to find love, bro.
Nah, I ain't gonna lie. Yeah, you're.
But don't know the army, bro. I feel like my boy's not meant for love right now. You know, you deploy and shit, and then shawty's go crazy with.
Yo,
that.
You bring up a good point though. Like, you gotta analyze where you are in life and be like, yo, am I suited for love right now and shit? Because yo, I explained it to you guys too, bro. I told these men, bro, these motherfuckers love being in relationships, bro. That's another topic in itself. Yo, hold up,
bro. I learned my lesson, bro.
I told these guys, I was like, bro, learn to be alone. That's a fucking problem that all the Zamoras, all our family have always had, bro. We throw up our hands and we're guilty, bro. We cannot be alone, dude. Like, we just have a problem with it. I think it stems from, like, I don't know.
It runs through the blood, bro.
It might not be, shit, it might be because we have a broken household. We didn't get enough attention. Like, you know what I'm saying? We never saw a healthy relationship. You know what I'm saying? But we all had the same problem where we could not be alone. We, you know, we went from one relationship to another relationship or talking to another person. We just never had that time to be alone. And I was trying to explain to them. I was like, bro, y'all are in a perfect prime time, bro. Like, youngins. Like, little to no responsibilities where y'all could just grind that shit out. Toto will tell you, bro. It's harder once you have a lot of, like, I told you guys this all the time. Once you have a lot of commitments, like, you know,
bills,
exactly. Like, you know, insurances, mortgages, anything like that. Kids, it gets a lot harder to save. It gets a lot harder to plan. Like, your time becomes so scarce. So any of you youngins, bro, in the fucking chat, anybody watching right now, bro, take the opportunity you have and start making some goals, bro, and fucking chase after them with everything you got, bro. If you have, little to no bills, you have no risk. If you fail, bro, you could just go right back home and, like, ask parents for, like, yo, can you throw me another 100? Like, you know what I'm saying? Go out there and just try. Like, with this man, bro, the prime example, when you first went into the barbershop, right? So my man's a barber right here. If anybody needs a fucking cut, bro,
yeah, let him know. Tap in.
This man went to a barbershop. And for anybody that doesn't know, once you go into a barbershop, you have to rent the chair, right, bro? That shit's like what? Somewhere between 100 to 200 bucks, right? Depending on the barbershop.
I'm about to start talking about that. I have like a story about that barbering when I started. Or before I started and when I started.
Okay.
I'm about to talk about it.
All right, let me know. But look, that's a commitment. You tell the owner of the shop, like, yo, I like to rent this chair. He's like, okay, cool. You basically sign yourself up weekly, 200 bucks. That shit better be here.
800 a month.
800 a fucking month. Some people don't even pay that in rent. Right.
Okay.
So listen, he just signed himself up to be like
That's a lot of money.
How do I say it?
Okay.
Sign yourself for a commitment. Like, yo, I have to pay this no matter what. So that means you have to make bank. You have to, like, there's no other way about it. You know what I'm saying? But it was a great move because it paid off, right? Like, it was such a risk. Like, you're like, damn, I have to make this 200.
Hella risky.
But it all pays off. Why? Because he got more clientele. He got more hands to shake. He got put in situations where, like, oh, shit, I wouldn't have gotten these opportunities if I would have just stayed at home.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? If I wouldn't have pursued this and, like, rolled that dice of, like, dude, I had to come up. And I'm sure there was times where you couldn't make that 200, right? Or it was tough where you...
Or you got to take it out your own money, you feel me?
Yeah. Like, sometimes you go negative. We had this conversation before, right, where you've gone negative. You're like, yeah, fuck, like, I didn't make that 200. I had to take 50 out of my own pocket, right? Yep. It's tough. It's not easy, bro. And that's why a lot of people get discouraged from, like, you know, taking risks and all that shit.
But like, literally, I'm at the shop too. You know, we're paying $600 a month.
Yeah.
It's $150 a week. And I just saw a guy just dip, bro. He was like, yo, I got credit card debts, bro. I was like, I want to stay here. I love doing this shit, bro. But like, $150 is not enough right now. And I'm up and coming and shit. So like, I got to go, bro. He was sad and shit. You know, I watched him. I was like, damn, bro.
It's heartbreaking, bro. Like,
he told me he was about to cry.
Yeah, bro. But homie wanted to cry, bro. He's like, you know, this is what he wants to do. This is his passion and shit. But it's like, life got in the way. So, you know.
It's people's livelihood, bro. Like, imagine you're having a dream and shit and not being able to do it just because, like,
financially,
you're like, it's fuck, true, bro. I just can't
whenever you get older, bro, it's a lot harder. Like you say, he's pretty old, no
kidding. Yeah, and he's up and coming. He's like, what, like 26 now?
Exactly. And it's tough. He's older.
He's 26, bro.
That motherfucker look like he's 20.
Yeah.
Now imagine me, bro. Like, that's why it's more tougher with somebody in my position. Like, you know, I have a whole rent. I have kids. I have to worry about wife. Like, you know, I have a whole other responsibilities that... If I don't come home with that bread, bro, it's raps. It's tough. I have so much, you know, things. That's what I'm saying. When you're youngin', bro, that proves it. Grind it out, bro.
Let's talk about how...
Talk about that story you were about to say.
All right. Before I started barbering, I was like... I forgot how old I was. But it was like 2 years ago, I think. Yeah. And then, like, I was just sitting on my ass. Like, I wouldn't go to school. I would wake up late. Like... I would sometimes go to work with my dad on Saturdays and shit. And, like, I was sitting there. Like, I would wake up and sit there and think. I'm like, bro, what should I do in my life, bro? Like, I'm not trying to... I would work... Okay, look. I ain't gonna lie to you. I don't give a fuck about this shit no more, bro. I used to be embarrassed to say this shit. But I used to work at Burger King.
That's what I used to work at Burger King.
And I was like, I would bust my ass there fucking 6-7 hours, and it'll be so slow. I'll get out like at night, like 9-10. I was like, fuck. I sat there, thought to myself, like, I was like, bro, do I really want to be like do I really want to be working for somebody? Like, do I want to get bitched around and shit? I was like, hell nah. I was like there's one thing I want to make my own hours. I was like, it's either I become a mechanic or like go to school and like bust my ass in school and then, you know, get money off of that. Or I get some clippers and start cutting hair. I bought like that same like week after, I was like, fuck it. I'm gonna buy some clippers, right? Cause I would look up to my boy Kevin.
Yo, shout out Kevin, bro. Kevin the barber. Yo, somebody in the chat said, why does every Mexican either do construction or cut hair? That's kind of funny.
Is that supposed to be fucked up?
Or I don't know.
Because they make hella
is it supposed to be fucked up, but it's kind of funny.
Or is that a compliment?
I don't know. But somebody roasted them back. Somebody said, why does their ethnicity matter? Assuming their ethnicity.
Nah, but think about it. Barbers and construction workers make money.
They both make bank.
It's just one.
I take it as a compliment.
One is like guaranteed. You're going to bust your ass, but you guarantee you're going to make money. And one is like, you don't know how. There's levels to this shit.
High risk, high reward.
There's levels to this shit. So it's either you're going to be like a regular barber, a regular client, or you're going to be up.
For real.
Not busting your ass in the sun, you feel me?
Because that's where the money, that's where Cisco said, that's where the money at.
That's hey. Where the money at, not for real.
One of no our cousins money? Could build your wife a house, bro. No, she's going to pull up. What were you saying though, brother?
Where was I at?
You bought the Clippers.
I bought the Clippers. That same day I bought the Clippers, I cut up my boy Shimon's Jovas. Shout out Jovas.
Yo, I remember when I saw you, like, you copped it and you were trying to pursue it. I was so proud of you, bro. I was so happy. Like, because I mentioned it to you guys before. I was like, yo, try this barber and shit. Like, bro, let's get some money
going. I was so excited. First day I bought my Clipper, I went back to the crowd. I was like, yo, please let me cut you up, bro. Once I start getting good, better, and I joined the studio, because that was one of my goals, join the studio. Like, And then he let me cut his hair. He was so like iffy about it. He was like, I don't know, dog. You're going to fuck me up. I'm like, bro, come on, bro. Like, I'll give you free cuts for real. And then he let me cut him up. I took some pictures. I was cutting up in the back. It was like hot as fuck. And then during that whole time, I was just grinding.
Yo, and shout out to anybody that like allows you to like practice on them or anything like, with any kind of craft and shit like that. Even like stuff like this. Anybody that's ever like, you know, giving you a shot, giving you a chance, you know, to better your own craft, bro. Shout out to them, bro. We fuck with y'all, bro. Like y'all help the process become like a reality, you know. If those people didn't help you practice and shit like that, you know, you wouldn't get to where you are, you know. Some people are too proud, bro. I remember when I was, because we all cut hair, bro, by the way. I remember when I first tried like cutting hair, it's like nobody would give me a shot, bro. Nobody would be like, yo, like, I'd be like, yo, let me cut your hair, but let me just practice. People are too like good looking or shit like that. People are too much of shit. So I actually had to learn to cut hair on myself, bro. I was like, fuck it, bro. And there's times where like you feel like demotivated, right, bro? I'm sure both of you guys have
definitely
experience where like, damn, am I really like, cut out for this shit?
Whenever you fuck somebody up, like when you're first starting, you're like, damn, bro.
You
like,
get unmotivated.
Yeah, bro. You're like, damn, bro. I'm not good at this shit. But
even now, when you see people that are like ahead of you, the way they cut, you're like, damn, bro. You get humbled real quick.
Yes, bro. Sometimes you see that shit like on TikTok. You'll see like better cuts, and this doesn't have to do with just barbering or anything like that. This has to do with anything in life. Like, you know, if you're a construction worker, like y'all said, y'all see somebody else come up with some cool shit, bigger projects than you, make pulling in more money than you. Sometimes it's very hard to like look at that and be motivated. But yo, you have to rewire your brain and look at that shit and be like, yo, this is where I want to be, bro. Let that shit inspire you. Like, yo, this motherfucker was in my shoes at one point. He just didn't fucking stop. He didn't let any of these distractions like stop him from getting where he wanted to go, bro.
That's why I'm glad whenever I associate with the good barbers from the studio, like him, Alex Blends, like they tell me, bro. He was like, yo, I was in your position once. Just keep going, bro. Just keep going. Lock in. You know what I mean? We're all there once. It just matters how far you want to take it and keep going, you know?
Yeah.
You got to be consistent and you got to post a lot so clients could get to you.
Yeah,
that's
bro.
The key. That's the key about being a barber is you got to be posting a lot. You got to be consistent. You got to steady cut hair because if not, like, you could lose it.
I remember when no one wanted to let me detail their cars for the low or even for free. Yeah, did that. Same thing with us. Like, cuts for free, bro. And then you're grandfathered in. Now they tell me I'm too expensive. That's how it be.
That ass.
Right?
That ass.
30
that
a cut. Too literally,
whenever I was cutting hair at the crib, people wouldn't come. Like, I don't know why, right? And then I told somebody, right? I was like, I'm about to join the studio. Like, literally, it was about to be New Year's. And then next year, I was going to be like, bro, fresh start at the studio. How much you want to bet, right? My client had came. I was like, bro, it's 15 a cut. I don't even cut that bad, right? I had not a lot of clientele. And then he pulled up. He was like, yo, bro. Like, he came, like, so, like, musty. Like, and I was like, bro, I'm charging 15, bro. I don't understand why people don't, you know, come to me. And I'm, like, fresh. You know, I'm good. I'm pretty good, right? That was literally, like, a month before, like, I joined the studio, bro. I cut him up. I was like, watch. Once I joined the studio, bro, I'm about to boost up my prices. Shit. And then literally people are going to start coming. Or like they could have been coming whenever I was getting haircuts for 15 a cut. But then I joined the studio and I boosted it up. And now they're like, damn, that's tags.
Yeah.
You feel me?
People would like say, yo, it's too expensive. Or even friends will try to be like, yo, I'm your homie, bro. Like, yeah, give me in for free.
Fuck with me.
Yo, fuck with me is not, I can't tell my landlord. Yo, fuck with me. Yo, like, we cool.
It's not even that. You weren't fucking with me whenever I was like, yo, let me practice on you and shit. You were like, nah, bro, I already got my barber and shit. You feel me?
Yeah.
The people that let me practice on them was Jovas, him.
Me.
You. You took kind of towards the middle when I kind of like got
better.
I
was in the middle of December, 32 degrees in your backyard getting cut the fuck up, bro. Yo, go turn that one on.
Bro, moral of the story is just take the risk, bro, because there's a lot of people that didn't take the risk. I wish I would have took the risk whenever I was fucking smoking weed at 15.
Yeah.
And during 2020, you know, people weren't doing shit but fucking doing drugs and not doing absolute shit. You feel me?
No, a little more this way.
Yo, you remember when you told me,
there
like,
you go.
Yo.
There you go. Nope. There you go, right there. Yep.
You remember when you told me, yo, become a barber at 15?
I told
you. Dude, I would have been chilling up right now.
The earlier you start, bro, the more of a head start you have, bro. And y'all still super young, bro. You know what I'm saying? Y'all got a full life ahead of you. Speaking on that, bro, you just kind of brought it up. Going from childhood to adulthood, bro, how has that been like, bro? Because I remember when y'all first wanted to work. This man, so I always had a bone to pick with this man because I knew what it was like. I'm 6 years older than him. He's 2 years older than him. I started working when I was young, and I kind of regretted it towards the end. You know what I'm saying? I was like, and that kind of goes against what I've just been saying, like, yo, grind from young. But for real, I mean, I would, if you plan on grinding, grind from young. But if you don't know, I would suggest just don't grind from young, bro. Just kind of like sit back and be a child. You know what I'm saying? And what I'm about to say with that is that, like, he told me from young that he didn't want to go to school. And she's like, nah, I don't want to go to school. I want to start working, bro. I know I could pull in hella bang. I could start, you know, my career and shit like that. I was like, bro, enjoy being a kid, bro. Like, live under dad's house, bro. Like, go spend time with your friends. Like, yo, like this fucking snow day that just happened, bro. I went outside to walk my dog. Poor Carlos, bro. He was in the fucking snow. Mm-hmm. But I saw a bunch of kids, bro. They were like sliding down the hills and shit. No worries or nothing, bro. Like, of no school, no job. They don't got to fucking do their taxes. That's the beauty of being a child, you know what I'm saying? We got restricted, bro. Why? Yeah. Oh, yeah, I was going to say, like, now you have no time as an adult to, like, you know, do that kind of stuff. You know, you make time here and there, like, on the weekends, or maybe you even have to do it, like, at night. But how have y'all, like, what has it been like, you know, going from that, like, you know, child to now, you know, being an adult, having responsibilities, you know, shit like that? What changes have y'all seen? Like, what's it been like, you know?
Like, now you're like, damn, now I got to go to work. Now I got to show up to the shop. Now I got to make a certain amount of money to keep living the lifestyle that you want to live or that you want to get to. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You got to take it more seriously. Like, now on the timing, like, starting the new year, like, I don't really want to, like, go out and shit as much and shit, which is weird, though, because people my age, like, they just want to be out and shit. Like, yeah. go out. And that's with most of my circle, though, because most of my circle, like, we started going, like, to space since we were, like, 15.
Yeah, right. Young as bro, me too.
Bro, I was at the club at fucking 16. Fucking yeah. Ibiza going crazy. Feel me? At 16.
I was at Espacio 16 with a 30-year-old ID, bro. I was with German's ID.
I was like, crazy. I think I was, like, 15, 16 at Espacio.
That's fucking insane, bro.
But I'm not mad at it, though, because I'm glad now that the phase is gone and the real money's coming in. You know, there's people that are, like, are in their party phase until like 23, and it's like, damn, bro, you just wasted a hell of time. But I wasted the fuck up time, like the from 15 to 17, bro. That shit.
But I feel like if you grind from young, like the next years you're gonna be up. Definitely. You know what I'm saying? That's the good thing about grinding young. Cause if you start late, then you're gonna be old, and you're gonna be up. Like whenever you're old, I feel like you should start young, like 15, grind. You know, be on like. Stay low, you know, low key. And then, like, you're gonna, okay, let's say, this is a phrase. Like, you grind 5 years, and then you're gonna be up 5 years. You
feel right, me? Yeah.
Yeah, that's the
just, it really depends on what you wanna do. Like, if you wanna be a barber, start young. But if you have, like, other things, like construction, just, like, work on it with your dad or some shit, or, like, you have family business, you know? Like, do the fuck ups when you're young.
Yo, Brian said it good, one of the other podcasts. He said, yo, like, you either choose your expensive lifestyle or your expensive career, bro. You can't do both. So, like, you know, expensive lifestyle being, like, yo, partying, going out, like, popping bottles and shit. Or investing.
That shit burns the fuck out of your pockets.
Or investing into some nice clippers, investing into, like, you know, your barber chair, your fucking barber shop, bro, in the future. Like, saving up your money. That's why I try to get y'all guys. Like, these guys must be fucking tired of me, bro. Every time they come see me, every time we hang out, I give these guys a life lesson.
I already know what's up, though, bro.
But you see that? Even I don't even know what's up yet, bro. Like, I'm still, like, learning at it's my fucking ripe edge of 25.
You tell us because you peep shit that we don't peep.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. And then, I got to check y'all.
Exactly. Shit. And it's like we could tell you shit that we peep, but you don't peep.
Yeah.
It's like that for everybody, too. It's like,
as brothers, you know, as brothers and as good friends, you should, like, keep each other in check. Like, yo, I see you doing this. Hey, bro, like, just chill make out. Sure that, like, you know, you're keeping shit right. Yeah. You're saving up your money, bro. Cause, like, yo, we family. Like, even if you're friends, your friends are your family too. If they're real, you know what I'm saying? You gotta, like, make sure that everybody eats and manages their money well, manages their time well and shit like that. You know, even with, like, friendships, bro, I be telling these motherfuckers, I'm like, yo, watch out with your friends, bro. Your friends are gonna cost you a lot of opportunities, bro. They're gonna cost you a lot of time. You know,
that's true.
Motherfuckers think, yo, from the last time that we talked, from the first time, yo, the first time y'all came on the podcast, right? How's your friendship circle changed since then? Y'all got a lot less friends, right?
A lot, bro. Back then, dude, it was a whole group. Everybody fucked with everybody. Like, everybody. We were talking about, like
30 deep.
30 deep, bro.
Mm-hmm. And how's it changed?
That shit dropped, bro, to, like, literally the people that live in our neighborhood.
It's because, honestly, like, people be envy. Envy is fuck. People don't like to see other people win. You know what I'm saying? Then they start talking. That's when they start talking shit, and then it spreads around like a virus, and then people start, you know, beefing, and then after that, or people get even cuffed, and then they just go ghost, or like they're in a toxic relationship, or like, you know, bullshit like that. I feel like every group has that problem where people talk shit.
It's literally it, bro. It's the talking shit, bro.
Dude, it's literally everywhere, bro. Not just in Gwinnett or any. Yeah. Literally, we travel a lot, bro. There's more weirder people out there. Like, way more that like, you can't even imagine. It's like, damn, bro. Like,
they gotta smile in your face and exactly, they act all cool, dude, and shit.
That
and
fake love is crazy.
Dude, fake love is insane.
It's a lot of fake love.
They really like your girl's story and then dab you up and be like, that like, I hope you're good, bro. Like, I hope everything goes well for you.
And on the low, they trying to hit up your fucking girl. Exactly. They trying to talk
like
shit.
It up,
they,
yeah. All that.
Or they're worried about what you're on and shit. You feel me? You're hella motherfuckers like that.
Yeah, and then most people, there's a lot of people I know that pocket watch like a motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
I hate that shit. Like, when people talk shit, saying, like oh, this broke or something. Like, why are you watching people's, what they do, or like,
that's why I don't be posting nothing, bro. I don't be posting like a single thing. Anything that I say it on here. Keep your circle small. That's what I'm saying. Anything that I say, yo, I say it on here to like the people that, like, you know, for a lesson, right? Like, I'm sharing with you guys or people in my fucking small circle. I'll share with y'all my personal shit, my personal growth. But like online, bro, I don't be posting my family like that. I don't be posting like where I'm at like that. Like, I enjoy that shit like in the moment, bro. That's what I learned to do, bro. Because people will look at that shit and be like, oh, this motherfucker, look what he's doing.
I ain't gonna lie, I do post shit, but like on my close friends, not on no like main story and shit, you know?
Yeah. Like, I actually never got the point of a close friend, because I'm like, bro, why you have motherfuckers on your shit, bro?
Yeah, but I don't post shit. I don't post like on my main. I really post just on my close friends, you know? On some like.
Yeah. All right, let's switch up the topic, bro. Let's talk about dad, bro. We're three brothers here, bro. Yo, our dad has came from a lot, bro. Imagine being in his position, bro.
I can't imagine, dude. That's just like sad.
Are we gonna start tearing your fuck,
bro?
Imagine, yo, so everybody in the chat, you know, that has parents, you know, it doesn't have to be a dad, it could be a mom, bro. Like, they're actually watching you grow. And like, it's like the seed. They watered the seed for years. And now they don't have to water it no more. That plant just grows. It grows on its own. You know what I'm saying? That's where we're all at. Dad's watching us like become like men. You know what I'm saying? Like, take our own roots in life. You know, have our own responsibility and shit. Being in his position right now must be fucking crazy. Because the thing is, past a certain point, he can't really help us anymore. He can't hold our hands and take us to the shop and be like, hey, my son wants to be a barber. Exactly. Right? He can't be like, hey, my son can cut your hair. You got to go out there and you got to grind that shit out, bro.
You got to do that shit yourself. Bro, really, in life, nobody's really going to help you but yourself. Yeah. You got to get up and get it.
And that's why I'm trying to, like, even with, like, you know, my kid, you know, I'm trying to instill, like, that fucking hustler in him, bro. Like, how to be independent and shit. Like, sometimes I do feel bad, you know, like you know, sometimes he'll ask me, like, oh, can you help me, like, put on my jacket, right? And I'm like, nah, I'm not going to. You put it on.
You're
going to
be a strict-ass motherfucker.
But I am. I'm very strict. I'm very disciplined and shit like that. But the thing is, this is why I explained to Jackie. I was like, bro, he can do it. He kind of just relies on us to, like, do it for him. And I'm trying to show him, like, yo, you haven't even tried to put it on. He'll just hold up his jacket. Can you help me put it on? So then he'll come. He'll struggle a little bit, but then he got it on, right? I won't help. I'll help him do something that I know for sure he can't do. But it's something he can do, bro. I'm going to make him do it. Like, struggle a little bit. Show the kids that, like, yo, struggling isn't, like, a reason to give up.
Yeah.
It's just a reason to try harder or keep trying, you know, until for sure you can't, then you know, you ask for help. That's what sets these kids up for the future, to be like some fucking hard ass motherfuckers, bro. Because I see way too many soft kids nowadays. It's just hard. It's hard to figure out what motivates these kids. I was having this conversation with Jackie, bro. Every kid is different, bro. All three of us are different. Hey, we might fucking look alike, but we're all different, you know, in our own way.
Even,
know?
Mentally, the
mentally,
way
mentally, that's what I'm
too.
Saying. So like with Aiden,
I was just about to say that.
With Aiden, I'm trying to figure out like how he is, like, cause like everybody has their own like motivation language. What motivates you, right? So when he's eating, sometimes he's too slow and like he talks too much and shit. So I try to motivate him like to like eat quicker or like be more focused and shit like that, you know. And I'm like, hey, like if you don't eat, you don't get no dessert. You know what I'm saying? And now I thought that shit would like motivate him and be like, okay, But he just gets kind of sad. He's like, oh, and then like he slowed down even more. So I gotta find his like language. What will motivate him and shit like that, you know? Because I don't want like for him to think that I'm like picking on him and like, you know, like trying to single him out and shit. I want him to feel like motivated, you know, to like get that competitiveness almost. You know what I'm saying?
I feel like you gotta sweet talk them in order for them to listen for real. You know,
to a certain extent. Yeah.
And every kid's different, bro. Because that's how what would have worked on me. Like what worked on me when I was a kid, I was built different, bro. If you said that you were better than me and like you clown me or some shit like that, that motivated me to outshine you, bro. I wanted to see your ass, you eat your fucking words. But other kids, if you shit talk them and be like, no, you're not good enough, well, they'll just put their head down and be like, ah, fuck, are they right? Well, how are y'all like? What were y'all like as kids?
You know what Andres is like that too. You talk, he's sensitive. He's kind of, I don't know. He's sensitive though.
Yeah, he's like a little softer.
Yeah, I don't know. He ain't gonna lie. What you told me, he is a bully in school though.
But he's a bully?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
He's a bully in school. But if you talk to him some type of way, he gets, like, he gets sad.
He snitches.
Yeah, he snitches. You feel me?
What were y'all like as kids? Well, let's like,
I got bullied.
Yeah, this man did get bullied, bro.
I got bullied.
He was the youngest one out of all of us, and he was kind of, like, the smallest one out of us. And then, bro, shame on you, bro. This man did not protect him, bro. But it kind of worked out in your favor because the fact that he didn't protect you, you had to learn how to protect yourself.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That humbled me. That it gave me like, I don't know, like to not go for none of that.
You know? Yo, because every single week, bro, this man would come home with like some bruises. One time he came home with a slit eyebrow, like that he was getting into fights. You know what I'm saying? People would come and say shit to you, bro. And like part of it was this motherfucker's fault. And I know you regret that shit, bro. I know there's deep down in you're like, fuck, I could have treated this man better, bro.
Yeah, my brother would bully me.
Not even that. It's more like because you can't tell him shit, bro. Like, this man does not listen. When you try to give him some advice, he's like, nah, bro, I don't need nobody to tell you shit.
It's because, like, bro, like, there be some people where, like I said, they're envy. So they tell you shit to bring you down, and I don't fuck with that. So I don't listen to nobody, bro.
That's a bad, you know? That's also a bad trait to have,
but
bro.
But now, like, I kind of did, like, you know, like, I'm not really that, like, hard-headed no more, where I start to listen more, you know? Because, like, you know, I did learn my lesson to a couple of stuff, but yeah.
Did it kind of fuck you up when you were younger, when you were getting bullied and shit? Like, what'd you do about it? When did that change?
I ain't gonna lie, like, I couldn't do nothing about it. I'm like, damn, there's, like, I did understand, like, you know, like, I'm like, damn. I would go home, like, damn, bro, I'm really getting bullied, bro. Nobody fucks with me. Like, why? You know what I'm saying? But I was an ugly-ass motherfucker. Like,
yo, I was that's
small.
Why you were getting bullied? Because you were an ugly ass motherfucker, bro?
Yes.
Get a unibrow.
Nah, I ain't had no unibrow, but I had bushy eyebrows. Like, I was buzzed. I was small, you know. I had a crush and she would bully me. And like her little, I don't know, some other dude would bully me too. Like, you know, it was just two people, but other than that, like, nobody else would bully me. But
so what'd you do about it? Like, how did you overcome that? How'd you get people to stop bullying you or something?
But,
like that?
No, people wouldn't bully me to, like, or, like, they wouldn't hit me or nothing. They would just, like, talk shit.
Yeah, talk shit, you know? like stuff
just,
about you.
You know, talk shit. But I wouldn't do nothing about it. I would just, like, stand there. I would just laugh about it, or, like, I would just, you know, like, walk away or something.
So I guess what you did was, like, you didn't give them power.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I think a lot of people, what the bullies or the people that are like, you know, but are envious of you. This is like, even like now, people are envious of you and shit that talk shit about you. They do it to get a reaction out of you, bro. They want to see you be like, man, fuck y'all. Because if you're mad, that means it's working, bro. If you're emotional, that means it's working. So you just don't do nothing about it. That's actually the perfect fucking remedy for that. Just kill it with nothing. Let that shit die out. You know, it's kind of like in a bigger picture, like cancel culture and all that shit. These people like to come out, come after like big celebrities and artists and shit. And sometimes the artists will respond back and start being like, oh, no, fuck y'all. What are y'all talking about? But anytime the artist doesn't respond back or doesn't say nothing, they're fine. Everybody forgets about it.
Yep.
They don't even get canceled anymore. Just don't say shit, bro. That shit is not real.
Don't pay attention. That's what I be doing sometimes. There's hella motherfuckers that talk shit about me. But you know what I do, bro? I don't even pay attention.
Yeah,
it's like, bro, you don't even know what the fuck I got going at. You know, going on in my life, like, you know?
Yeah.
And the same thing about pocket watching, the same exact thing. Just let them talk, bro.
Nah, me growing up,
they don't know what the fuck they, we got going on.
Me growing up was way different. Like I was always the tallest. I was always the most athletic. I was the fastest.
That was me too.
I always had the height. I always had the charm. But that shit always like, it kind of fucked me at the end because you know like, you know the girls like you and shit. You know.
Yeah.
And I remember I'm book smart. Like dude, I'm book smart. I was always like
we're good very in much alike in all yeah. that. Yeah.
Book smart and shit. I never like getting in trouble, which is one thing he like.
He was the complete opposite of us.
He loved getting in trouble. But dude, I get in trouble, I'll fucking like, she's like, yo, you gotta get out the class, bro. I'll probably start tearing up and shit. You feel me? I didn't get my first referral until like eighth grade. Like for I
didn't get mine until senior year.
That's crazy.
I only got one my whole I didn't get no detention, no nothing. I only got one referral and it was for going to McDonald's.
Bro, what the fuck?
Yeah, but
so you left class to go to McDonald's?
I left during advisement, bro. Like a class that wasn't even a class. And they got mad at me.
How'd you get caught though?
I came back like 5 minutes late, like to class type shit. When class started.
Yeah, but I always had that charm. AWOL. But that also messed me up though, because I was always in like relationships and shit. Me pendejaba in my schoolwork and shit. I'll be on FaceTime and shit, all stupid and shit. Talking about something, yo, you sleep yet? Nah, I'm good. Bro, and shit. So I'd wake up late, miss the bus and shit. That was really my problem. Even now, it's always been females, you know? It's never been like I couldn't control my emotions. I didn't know how to act, or I wasn't smart, or I would get bullied and shit. It was more like I was always focused on the wrong thing, or I would get distracted very, very, very because of that situation, you know, with the female. But it's always been like that, you know?
Dude, I had the exact same struggles as you, bro. Same thing. When you build yourself up through school and shit like that, and you're kind of like the shit, you feel good, you're not bullied, you're always in the most popular groups and shit like that, you come out of it with this kind of like arrogance and kind of like feeling of like indestructible and shit like that. So you go into life kind of like that, go through relationships like that, you know, if you got the hot, like you said, you got the hottest girls in school and shit like that, you know, that's the stuff that you're used to and shit like that. So you think that life really is that, like, oh, I'm always supposed to have this hot girl, I'm always supposed to be out and about and partying and shit. But people need to come off their high horse and shit like that,
because it does fuck you up, bro. Imagine, like, I'm still struggling with it now, and I'm fucking 19, and I've been struggling with this shit since I was like fucking 11. So it's like you gotta get those characteristics like when you're young, because then that shit really like gets to you.
You know what's crazy? A lot of people don't talk about like those type of people, right? The more popular people, or the more like, you know, the shit people that were like in high school. They always like presented themselves like the shit and like cool and always happy and shit. But I think a lot of them deep down when they went home and they're by themselves, they're all sad and shit, bro.
Dude, they probably more sadder than the nerds. Yeah. And shit. You feel me? The nerds got their games. They're all fucking happy and shit, but popular like. They're like, yo, I got a reputation to uphold. Yeah. And those people that are usually popular are the people that their house is mostly fucked up.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what I mean? Bro. Your house fucked up, parents fighting or some shit. You're going through like some shit at home and shit like that.
Bro.
So your like, outlet is like being that guy at school, putting on almost like a persona at school and shit like that, or somewhere else. It doesn't even have to be school. It could be work. It could be like other places and shit.
The dancing scene, bro. Like the dancing scene, there's hella motherfuckers that like dance and shit. You know, they're happy and shit, but they ain't got like no bread to them. You feel me? Like that's literally all they know. They like, they ain't got no bread to them. They're just like going and dancing and shit. You feel me?
Bro, so these motherfuckers did some dancing. They had the whole crew and shit. We talked about it on the first podcast that we did, right? I tried encouraging them. I'm like, yo, make something out of this, bro. Cause y'all were popping, y'all had clout, y'all had people like, you know, tuning into you guys' shit. I was like, bro, there will come a day where this shit is no more, bro. So while it's here, yo, make something out of it. Start pushing some videos, YouTube videos, like, you know, do vlogs, like do something, travel, get collabs, connections, shake a bunch of hands and shit like that. Make some out of this, cause you can gain followers. Once this shit dies out, those people will stay with you with whatever you do next. You know, you move on to the fucking next thing and shit like that. So I was trying to talk to your bitch ass friend, bro, that didn't come on this podcast because he thought I was fucking clout chasing. Where the fuck are you out now, bro? You fucking pussy, bro. I do not fuck with that good. That guy, that kid Jovas, bro, I do not fuck with him, bro. I hope you show him this fucking video, bro. You fucking pussy, bro. Where is he at now? What clout am I fucking chasing now? I was trying to help him, bro. That's the shit that pissed me off. I was trying to help their fucking friend, dude. I was like, yo, genuinely, I texted him one-on-one. He could show you the DMs if he still has them. I was like, bro, pull up, bro. I'll start the YouTube channel for you, bro. Like, I'll you know, even show you how to edit. I'll show you how to record with all your friends and shit so y'all can get this shit popping, you know, while you're popping, you know? All I asked him for in return was to come on the pod, bro. You know, you help me, I help you, bro. No fucking problem. And I was going to help him regardless if he came on the pod or not. The pod was just the extra thing. I wanted to help him before that. That's the type of thing that I fucking hate. When you try to help people and people think that like you're trying to leech off them. I'm like, nah. I just want to see you win. if you win, my brothers win, bro. You know what I'm saying? I genuinely saw him like as a friend, like at one point. Not really a friend, but like a cool acquaintance. Like, yo, I'll shake your hand, I'll fuck with you, I'll dap you up and shit like that. Where he at now? Yeah, where the fuck is he at now?
My boy Vibin, bro. My boy Vibin. Shout out to Joe Ryan. You're out there. All love, bro.
Y'all could be cool, side. And that's cool. You know, that's what I'm saying. He might be cool with y'all. Y'all might be cool. He might be a cool person and shit like that. But for that specific reason, bro, I don't deal with that kind of shit, bro.
My boy locked in now, bro.
Yeah? With what?
Just with life, bro. You know, we don't know what he got going, bro. You know, like,
that's you never know what he got going.
I don't know either, bro. I don't know.
But he's definitely not, like, he's not doing no fuck shit, bro. You know, he's not like.
And, yo, I don't wish him no bad, bro. But, yo, real shit, if somebody tries to lend you a fucking hand anywhere, anybody in fucking life, bro, take that shit. Like, be cool. Build some connections, bro. Build some fucking connections. Yeah. Learn from people, bro. From your fucking elders. People that have already done the shit that you're trying to do. You know? Learn from them.
Yeah.
Type shit. Back to the fucking the topic that we fucking grazed past. My dad, bro. I feel like we were kind of talking about the friend situation and shit like that. I feel like that's why dad never had friends. Did y'all ever notice that? Wow. Dad has no friends.
Yeah, he doesn't. Like, no guy friends.
From a youngin', bro, like, I always wonder. I was like,
he only got his cousins. That's really it.
Not yeah, even family. That, though.
Like, and even then, they're kind of shady. They're kind of like, I don't know. They allow him to pull up, but like
he fought one of his cousins, or his cousins want to fight him.
Yo, like that one shit was crazy, dude. Can we talk about that shit? I think it was like a year and a half ago, bro. Yeah. So listen, bro.
It's called being humble. That's what I'm fucking saying. We pulled up literally when they were taking him outside, right?
Dude, I was like,
I was like, what is going on? This motherfucker like tripping. Drunk as fuck.
I was like, yo, that's my uncle. I was like, bro, we're about to slide for him, bro. Yo, did I know?
So yo, tell the fucking story, bro. What was it like?
Dude, we had pulled up, we're trying to see the cousins and shit, you know, and then we just see somebody get dragged out, and he's like a big motherfucker. He's not like trying to leave, he's like swarming and shit, like trying to get back in there.
Getting dragged out by the cops?
No, but by like family, his girl, his like, I don't know, brothers or some shit. Like, he was just trying to like start a fight, you feel me? He was trying to get back in that bed, like, right?
In my head, yeah, I was like, bro, this motherfucker like not trying to go home because he's drunk and he's trying to dance and get lit. In my head, I just thought about that. Bro, we went inside, right? And then, you know, I was looking for my dad. I felt weird because I haven't seen them in a minute. Like, all the cousins and, like, all the fam. I stayed at the entrance. I was like, fuck. Like, I'm just looking around. And then I find dad. I call him. And then he's, like, telling me to come to him, right? So I see him and I go up to him. Everybody's looking at me, staring me down. Cause like I'm over here wearing J's and everybody's wearing botas and shit, and then I walk up to him, like everybody's just looking at me, and I go up to him. He's like, bro, he said his name. He was like, el primo, me acaba de pegar. I'm like, what the fuck, who? And then he said his name. I'm like, what? I just seen him outside getting dragged out, and then I got there so late. If that would have happened,
so what do you say that happened?
Basically, so he has an ex-wife, right? And
she was there.
And my dad
and she was
cool,
at the function.
Me? Yeah, yes. She was at the function.
Isn't
right?
that his house?
No, it was at a event. It was at a salon.
Oh, it was at a salon, right? Okay, and his ex-wife was there.
So his ex-wife was there. And, you know, the other guy, he was dancing with hoes females, and shit. You feel me? And my dad even went with Laurita. You feel me over there?
Yeah,
so,
or our aunt.
With our aunt, right?
Right.
So this is how it went. Basically, the shawty didn't want to dance with her husband no more. You feel me? Like she didn't, or the ex-husband. She just the guy would ask her to dance, and she would say no.
Right.
And then dad went to go ask her to dance. She said
no,
yes.
Look, this
okay. That's what he I'm was, fucking saying.
He went. He was dancing with hoes and shit, you know. And the girl was just sitting down, like all sad and shit, like just looking at that, you know.
Right.
Which is the you know the ex-wife, and like. You know, dad felt bad. Like, he was like, damn, bro, like, I feel bad. Like, what if, you know, like, what if she's trying to go dance and he's over there being like a bitch, like, dead in her face. So he was just like, you know what, bro, I'm going to be a man, bro. I'm going to go ask her to dance, right? So he said that he wanted to go ask her to dance. He danced with her. And then, you know, it stopped, right? Like, the music stopped. They went back to the seats. And he was, like, facing the other way. And out of nowhere, he felt a tap. And then, like, out of nowhere, like, he just, like, he looked back and just, he just saw swinging.
So his cousin started just like
swinging like drunk as hell. Like he was already drunk as fuck. Like his cousin just starts swinging. Like he just, and like he knocks his hat off. And then dad, you know, dad, if dad was drunk, you know, shit would have got wicked.
Really? But I don't think so, bro. Dad is not a fighter, bro. Our dad is not a fighter.
I feel like he is.
Nah, he's not a fighter, bro.
I feel like he is.
If he's an angry motherfucker, bro, but towards us. He's not, like, in general, like, he's not, like, he will not fight somebody.
He will. But if you really try him, like, if he's drunk, I feel like, because I haven't seen him drunk in a minute. Like,
since, like, New Year's of last year. Yeah. Mm. That shit was lit.
But yeah, and he got mad too.
So he didn't even swing back though?
Nah, he was more in shock. That's what he said. He was more in shock. He was like, bro, this is my cousin, you feel me? And like, I didn't think he was going to hit me and shit, you feel me? But like people just de-escalated it and shit.
Yeah, bro. Like my boy Daniel Gomez, I don't know if he's in here, bro. He said it perfectly. He said, bro, even your own family could be some fucking hoes, bro.
It's true.
And that guy's a fucking hoe. Like he's such an insecure man. That's his ex-wife. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, yeah. But like his ego was shot that the fact that she wanted to dance with my dad. And dude, I think a lot of men get insecure with our dad. Our dad, we got a handsome dad, bro.
And dad thought he was going to apologize because, you know, he's drunk. He's probably like blacked out or some shit, you know?
And you
like,
do stupid shit when you're drunk, you feel me?
But especially, not that kind of stupid
but
shit.
But he was like,
I will never succumb myself to some stupid shit like that.
Yeah, nah. Like, you know what you're doing when you're drunk.
Real shit. Like,
you know what you're doing, bro.
Yeah, you're right. I'll put myself in his shoes, right? That other guy's shoes, right? I'm lit as fuck, and I'm at a function, and I see somebody, my cousin dance with my ex, right?
I wouldn't. It's because I feel like
the thing is,
I feel like he saw in his eyes, he felt like they were getting too touchy or something. But right. It's not like that, you know. And
listen,
now that he's drunk too. So.
If you feel disrespect or if you feel some type of way, it's cool, right? I'm not judging nobody for that. That's cool. That's very much allowed. For me, it's the action that he did, like swinging on my dad or something like that, or something like that. As a grown man, you're supposed to pull him aside and be like, yo, what's up with that, bro? I you're my cousin, and I feel like my ex-wife should be kind of like, you know, off limits. If he just says, like, oh, I'm just trying to dance, there's nothing that's going to happen. Cool. Hey, cool. Y'all just dancing? No problem, right? You end it there. You have a conversation like a grown-ass man.
Right.
But once if you just start swinging right away, you're just such a fucking insecure bitch, bro. And, dude, I remember the next day. So the next morning, right, after that incident happened,
he was still in shock. He was like,
when was that? That was like a.
Thinking
it was like
about
a holiday
like,
or something.
That's crazy.
It was like a holiday.
Nah, it was like somebody's birthday. Yeah. They were celebrating some shit.
My mom called me, right? My mom called me at work and she was like, yo, did you hear what happened to your dad last night? I was like, nah. And she told me, like, yo, boom, 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 boom. I was so unbelievably mad, bro. I was on the ladder fucking doing some T-taps, son. I hopped off that ladder, bro. I just started pacing back and forth. My heart rate was at 150, bro. I was like, yo,
this man, I ain't gonna lie. If I was there, I would have crashed.
I was pissed, bro.
I ain't gonna lie. You know, I be seeing his son at the studio.
Really?
Yeah, but like
his son got no far, right? Like,
he's cool, bro. He's sweet.
I don't think he remembers me though, bro.
Yo,
he was still a little kid.
I wanted to check this man so bad, bro. I told my girl, I was like, yo, next function that they got, next family function, bro. My dad has to tell me, bro. I'm walking to that fucking table, bro. I'm like, yo, get the fuck up, bro. Let's go. We gonna talk it out like, man, like, what the fuck you did? Like, yo, even now, that shit heats me up, bro.
I don't think they invite him nowhere no more.
That guy?
Yeah. They don't invite
him
no more.
That shit like that heats me up like no other, bro. Like, somebody disrespecting my family. Somebody, like, hitting my dad, bro. Your own fucking dad. Yo, they would have had to have a fucking militia to get me off that fucking guy, bro. Hell no.
That's just so weird because he was like one of my dad's closest cousins. Like, dude, they were always hugging shit,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, that's
like, out of all the cousins,
insane.
You know, he was always one. Like, they would always greet. He would always invite us to his crib, you know. So it was very weird. They were very, very chill.
Yeah. Would y'all check him if we see him again?
Hell yeah.
I say we pull up on his ass, bro.
I would, shit. I don't give a fuck.
Do you know what? Okay, so I'd be like, yo, you gotta get up. You gotta go apologize to my dad, bro. Or we gonna fucking scrap it out like, man, what's up, bro? Like, we need something needs to be done here.
The only reason I wouldn't want to like hit right there and then is just because, you know, my cousins, his daughter, his son is right there. You know, they're like, they don't have no father. They don't gotta see their dad get fucking wrecked. You feel me?
Yeah, I know.
Because it's like, dude, they're cool. They're cool people, bro. They always treat us right.
And see, that's what I'm saying. Hey, and this is to their kids would receive a fine fucking lesson. If they see us doing, yo, get up like a man, go apologize to my dad. If you don't, yo, we're going to scrap this shit out right now. You're going to hit me like you hit him, bro. Their kids are going to see their dad and be like, yo, they're going to learn a lesson. Like, either you do the correct thing as a grown fucking man and go up and apologize to your own cousin, or you get your fucking ass whooped, bro. That's the only two things in life, bro. Respect or disrespect.
Yo.
And disrespect comes with fucking prices, bro. You got to pay the price.
You want to be a boss? You got to pay the price.
And I'm usually not like that. I don't talk like this to be tough. You'll never see me talk like this. You'll never see me like lose fucking composure, bro. I'm not like that. I don't pretend to be a tough guy. I don't pretend to be something I'm not, a gangster, anything you want to call it, bro. I will pull up no guns or nothing, bro. Bare fucking fist and dignity, bro. But when it comes to family, bro, that's how you're supposed to come. You know what I'm saying? You can't leave like your family name, like the Zamoras, bro. You can't leave that shit go unchecked. You know what I'm saying? I hope I run into him one day, bro. I was so heated, bro.
Yeah, my dad expected like an apology the next day. He was like, I feel like he's gonna call me. Like, I feel like the camera turned off.
Yeah, we'll turn it off after this conversation.
He was like, I hope he apologized to me because like this is kind of crazy. Like, this was my closest this was like my best friend basically. Like, he was my closest like primo. And then he just never ended up calling
him. And you would see him in person. Like, they've seen each other in person.
They've seen each other since?
He doesn't really, like, say anything to him at all.
Wait, like, they've seen each other?
Like, yeah.
After, like,
at the gas station. At the gas station. He don't even look his way type shit. So you know he's still,
like, upset. That's what I'm saying. That's some pride and ego shit, bro. Like, he knows he did him wrong, right? Or else, like, you know, he'd be like, oh, what's up? Like, yeah. Hold on, I gotta end this shit and start. Hold on. Hey, everybody in the chat, I'm gonna restart it.
Join back.
That shit even got me fucking trembling right now, bro. Dude, I can't even explain, bro, to y'all how heated that shit got me when mama told me that.
If I would have been there, bro, I would have crashed the fuck out.
Dude, I was
out.
So pissed, bro. I walked in that bitch.
I would have crashed
first,
out.
Well, at first, she didn't tell me, because I thought y'all were there.
I thought you were there playing.
So when my mom told me that y'all didn't do nothing about it, I was about to call y'all and be so fucking mad.
Nah,
bro.
But we got there literally.
Yeah, that's like, then right she told me that. She was like, no, they weren't even there because I knew y'all were going. Because I remember, I think somebody invited me. I think dad invited me to go to that
show. I literally went inside, went up to him. He literally told me that. And I thought he was capping, fool. Like, I thought he was capping. I was like, there's no way. I went to the restroom, right? I was like, come with me, right? And then we were talking there and shit because they had grupo and they were playing. And I was like, come with me, this shit loud, right? And I went and then we were talking and then we left. And then one of my other theos, like, he was pressing too, but he was just playing. Like, I thought he was being for real, but he was just like, he went up to him, he was like, hey, ¿quieres pelear? Like, all mad and shit. You know
what I hate
it
that is? Angel's dad.
Yeah.
Angel's dad. And I was like, there's no way.
Wait, Angel's dad?
Angel's dad, yeah.
Really? He's like that?
I think he was like that. Bro.
He was like a little old man. He was like, hey.
I didn't know he was like that.
He was
bro.
like mad as hell. Like, he was like, hey, ¿quieres pelear away? And then the motherfucker was just like so confused. Like, are you being dead ass? And then and after that, he was like, nah, I'm just playing. He just gave him a hug and shit.
The only motherfuckers I know that are actually like that in the family are probably like German and Theo Joni. That's it, bro.
That would be hotheads?
Yeah, they're hotheads.
And us three probably, bro. Yeah, that's it. Three. Everybody else is some passive people, bro. They all pretty chill and shit like that. Y'all look the same, Alex said. Yo, I think so.
Who's that?
I mean, duh.
Yo, have y'all ever had to like back up one of your homies like during a fight or anything like that? Have y'all ever?
Yeah.
Nah.
Actually, look, I'm about to explain some shit. What happened at Rancho El Encanto?
Oh, yeah. So basically this...
Nah, right. I'm about to explain.
Go ahead.
Explain it well, bro.
All right. So basically, we planned the day before. We were like, yo, let's go to Jaripeo, right? It was for free. We pulled up everything. Long story short, we were just there drinking, all chilling shit. And like, you know, my ex was next to me, you know? But I was just with straight homies. Like, we were in the circle drinking. We had a bucket of Modelos. And we were just waiting for the good grupos to play. So I got tired and I was already drunk. I had an empty stomach, right? I took a knee, right? The best grupo was about to play. And it was like already kind of nighttime, right? Bro, I took a knee. I wait like a minute, right? I'm just like, I'm tired as fuck.
What do you mean take a knee?
Like, I took a knee. Like, I kind of like
almost like halfway toe. Sat down type shit?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
And then I look back. Bro, some dude that my ex used to talk to is hugging all up on my ex. I'm like, what? So I stand up. I start pressing him, bro. Like, I start, I'm like, you know, I start pressing him. You know, I start, like, like, I was heated. I was like, bro, there's no way. Right? I'm over here thinking he's hugging all up on my shoddy, you know? But he's like, I was like, yo, you good? He was like, yeah, I'm good. You good? I was like, yeah. I was like, you hooking all up in my shoddy, bro. He was like, this your bitch. I was like, yeah. If not, I wouldn't be pressing you. He was like, oh, I ain't know that. He was like, she's the one that tapped me. And I looked at her. I was like, is that true? And then he's over here next to me. He's like confused. He's like, what is happening, bro?
Like dead ass, bro.
Like he's confused. Next to me. He's literally, what is happening? And then, you know, Jovas, like Apache and Mickey's, like Mickey and Apache are dancing with hoes, right? They're not even there. Jovas is talking to somebody, but he doesn't even know what's going on either. Like, he's talking to somebody. And then I looked at her. I was like, is that true? She was like, yeah, bro, you don't understand. I was embarrassed as fuck.
Oh, hell.
I was embarrassed as fuck. And I told him, I was like, I was embarrassed, bro, because all his homies were in the back. It was me and him in the middle. There was hella flashlights. Like, we were face to face, about to hit. Well, I was about to hit. He was kind of like, you know, like confused. You know, obviously, he, I'm pretty sure he understands that shit too, bro, because it's like, you know, but.
So your girl agreed, like, yeah, I went
yes,
to go.
Yes. I looked at her and I was like, is that true? Because he was like, she's the one that tapped me. I looked at her. I was like, is that true? But
that's all I feel about that, bro.
And he was like,
holy shit.
She was like, yeah, that's true. I looked at him. I was like, you're good, bro. I was like, you're good.
Yep, perfect.
And then he kept saying, he's like, let me know, bro. Let me know. Like, you know, like trying to kind of sneak this. I was like, bro, I just told you, bro. I was like, we good. And then he just walked away, right? Bro, I left. Yeah. I left.
In that instance,
it's like,
bro,
like, it's like I was so embarrassed that I left. I was like, fuck, dog. I was like, ain't no way, bro.
Dude, your girl or guy, like in any situation, right? You're not supposed to give anybody the time of day, son. Like, yo, especially if they used to fuck with each other, right? Definitely. Like, he comes up to you, hey, how you doing? Yo, well, my man right here, bro. Keep pushing. You know what I'm saying? De-escalate that shit. The fact that she went up to him, like, yeah.
She didn't go up to him. He was passing by, like, us, right?
Oh, hey.
And she, like, tapped him. Like, she was right behind me. I took a literally knee. She was right behind me, dog. That's how sneaky a female can be, dog.
That shit wasn't even sneaky. That shit was out and about,
bro.
That shit
was crazy, yeah, but basically she was trying to be sneaky. Nah. I didn't even see her tapping him. Like, I seen the dude hugging all up on her. Like, basically, like, going in for a hug already.
Can you imagine that disrespect, bro? In front of your boyfriend, all his homies, his brother. It's like Rashad, bro. Like,
you can never. That's like the ultimate, like, belittling somebody, like, to the ultimate, like, disrespect, bro.
That shit makes motherfuckers crash out, bro. Like,
I could not come back from that, bro.
Me neither,
bro. And like, I was trying to leave her ass there, bro. But this motherfucker was like, bro, just take her home. I'm pretty sure you felt bad.
Yeah, you just got to be the bigger person, you feel me?
You bro, gotta, like, but like whenever you heat it like that, it's like, yeah, dude.
It's really
like,
hard to be a bigger person in that situation, bro.
It's like, there's no way you embarrassed me that bad. It's really a fuck you, bro. Like,
I think I would have left her there too.
Bro. No, I wanted to leave her there so bad, bro.
The only reason is because we hadn't really talked about it until, like, we had dropped her off. You know, I didn't really get the full concept of the story. Like, I was still confused either. Like,
you thought he was just crashing out on her for some, like,
I just
shit.
Thought, like, the motherfucker was just trying shit on her and he was tripping. That's what I
right,
thought.
Right, no, okay. Bro, yeah.
No, it wasn't even like, oh, like, she's the one who, like, started everything, you know? I'm like, all right, bro, bitch, you staying, you feel me?
Nah, hell nah, bro. I've seen a lot of instances of that. Like, Jovas
did back me up that day. He was like, yo, you know, he kind of touched him. He was like, yo, everything good, bro? Like, what's going on? You know, because he was confused too. He was talking to somebody else.
Yeah.
And then he was like, yeah, we good, bro. And that's when I already told him, yeah, we good, bro. Like, we good. Like, don't worry about it, you know? Because I'm not going to sit here and, you know, keep trying to fight you when, you know, my bitch touched you. No, like, fuck
yeah,
that.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You good, bro.
Because then you look like an ultimate clown. Yeah. And you try to fight him. Yo, listen, bro. It's an evil world we live in, bro. There was this one time where.
It's an evil world. I'm dead.
Yo, dead ass. One time I was at the club. I was at Moondogs with. Right? And we were just out popping. It was after a poker night, right? So it was about like 1 a.m. right now. So there's a shoddy and her man rolls in, right? they start drinking, they start going to the bar, boom, boom. So peeps her. But she's kind of like doing her own thing, and her man's kind of doing his own thing. And so, like, they know they're kind of part. So he's like, fuck it, I'm gonna slide in, right? So he pulls up on her and he starts spitting game and shit. Now the dude peeps it, but I guess he kind of like just let it be. He didn't really say nothing, he didn't really do nothing, but he was just there, just kind of there, whatever, boom. So then he's like, oh, you want to go play pool and shit? And then she would like, she looked over to her man, right? She was like, oh, I'm gonna play pool with him. He was like, oh yeah, okay, whatever. And then so he goes to we had some other friend there, I forgot who it was. He goes up to him, he's like, yo, distract him, bro, like go up to him, just talk to him and shit. The guy was like, all right, cool. So the guy pulls up next to the girl's boyfriend, right, just starts talking, just random, yeah. Boom, boom, boom. And I go with him over there to play pool and shit. And he so they were just playing there for an hour, bro, getting drinks, more drinks are coming in, boom, boom, they're lit. So he whispers to her, he's like, yo, like, what are you trying to do after this? Like, yo, ditch your man, like, let's go.
It's crazy, I'm gonna fucking him.
She was she was like, ah, nah, like, I'm with my boyfriend here, I can't, like, leave him anywhere, like, you know. She was like, and he was like, nah, fuck it, bro, like, you know, you're with me, like, we just tell him you're going home or some shit. She was like, nah. He was like, well, can I kiss you then? And then she kisses him, bro.
That's crazy.
She
kisses.
So she, oh, bro, no, hold up. She double takes. So, like, you know how the pool room is in another room, yeah, other than the bar, right? They're on the right side of the bar, right? So you have to walk over and then hit that left to go to the pool room, right? They were there. She double takes. She looks, and she grabs his face. Boom.
Oh my.
Start crazy. Making out, bro. Right on sight. Man inside the club and everything, bro.
Nah, twin. Y'all females is crazy.
Got some hoes, cuz.
And she didn't end up going back with him, but, like, she ended up kissing a full dude, making out and everything like that. She was like, nah.
Where homeboy at? Homeboy didn't know. He never found out type shit?
Never found out.
That's crazy.
He was just over there talking to the distraction guy, bro.
And this is where, like...
As I'm saying, it's an evil fucking world. But I've seen that shit happen, bro, so many times at the deadly club, bro. Y'all have no idea,
dude,
bro.
I've seen that shit happen so much with even, bro, friends that are girls. You feel me? Like... I witnessed so much shit. I'm not gonna say no names. You feel me?
Bro, tell us some crazy shit.
But it's,
bro,
just like, bro, I've seen so much crazy. Well, me and him have seen so much crazy shit.
Hey, I'm about to say some crazy shit,
dude. Like, even out of stay at Airbnbs, bro, shawty's be wildin'. I'm talking,
look,
about.
And this how you this look, this how you know that females are whores.
Oh,
like,
my
they're
God.
Worse. They're worse than whores. Than dudes, like, than us,
dude. Like, I promise you, bro, like, at the Airbnbs when we go out to stay, bro, that shit is crazy. I'm talking about girls that are
crazy
cuffed.
Shit,
I'm talking about girls that really, like, be on your girl's comments while trying to, like, do shit with you. You feel me? It's
shit,
crazy.
That's what I'm saying. Yo, tell me some hot shit, bro. Come on,
bro. Threesomes, everything's crazy, bro. And this was a long time ago, but she went to the club and then she went back home with a guy, and then that guy told me that he went crazy on her,
right?
And then, like, but they were cool. They had that cool relationship to the point where, like, they're cool. You feel me?
They're well,
cool,
like, they were just friends with benefits.
Yeah,
type
all
right,
shit.
Cool.
And she was so after they were done with the D, she was crying about her ex, right? Talking about some he ain't shit, right? And then she was like, "Oh, do you mind driving me off at mommy? Drive me off at somebody else's crib, like another dude type shit."
No way.
Yes, bro. While crying over the dude she was with.
Bro, it's an evil world, bro. Let me send y'all some of my family cheese, man. Bro, throw it in the chat, bro. Give us the gist of it. We'll react to it. Y'all know hella stories. We lived a hell of a life, bro. Dead ass.
Bro, shit been crazy.
I had a female tell me that there's this one guy who has a beautiful family, beautiful mom. He gives me everything, but she still wanted to fuck on the motherfucker that was broken shit. Like, oh, like, this motherfucker talks bad about me. He treats me like shit. But I can't leave him alone while this motherfucker is giving me everything that I want.
Treating her right.
And she was still cheating on him.
It's because the thing is, bro, a lot of people look for that thrill, bro. That's why whenever people cheat, they cheat down. Yo, thank you for the fucking give. Yo, Gio, what's up, bro?
Honestly, I feel like it's playing, the females, bro. It's not even the dudes.
Don't spoil it. Yo, thank you, Giselle, for the fucking, for the rose, bro. I appreciate that. Yo, what was I saying? I was saying some shit. Oh yeah, that's why people cheat. That is just, they're just looking for that thrill, bro. It's not even like they could have everything, bro. We talked about this before, bro. It could be like, you know, the Shakira Piqué situation, bro. What common motherfucker would cheat on Shakira?
That motherfucker tripping.
But sometimes it's just the thrill, bro. You're just not, you're looking for more, bro. You're just looking for the fucking craziest time.
And that's why, like, relationship, I've been like, I've seen too much shit to the point where, like, in my relationships that I've been in, I like struggle because I don't like being insecure, you know? I'm not insecure in general.
So you're juggling between like trying not to get played and not trying to be like that insecure guy.
Exactly. Because I witness with homeboys and girls, because, you know, guys do too. But it's like, I witnessed too much shit to the point where, like, bro, you can't trust. Bro, there's a girl like who's at home on the phone with her boyfriend, and then she snuck out to go fuck somebody else.
Yep. I've seen that way too many times, bro. Yep.
Location, everything. On the phone, everything. You feel me? Talking about something. I'm about to go to sleep. So it's like, bro, you can't even trust it. Oh, bro, I have a crazy story. Shout out that one homie. You know who I'm talking about. What's it called? Okay, so she...
Yo, Kari, thank you for the rose, bro.
This is one girl that went out of state, right? With her family. Mind you, with her family. Back to her hometown, right? And she, like, she had a whole boyfriend. I'm talking about posted on every social media, on every highlight, every TikTok. And she went to go fuck one of my friends, I share, right? And she has a boyfriend. And her boyfriend was, like, spamming the fuck out of her while she was with this one guy, right? Spamming the fuck out of her. Talking about some, oh, I hope you have a good-ass time, you know? Like, I hope it was worth it and shit. And my homeboy going crazy and shit. And Shadi talking about some nutting me and shit. Yo. Don't worry about it. I'll play for the plan B type shit. While her boyfriend's, like, spamming the fuck out of her while she's on a family trip. Brother, you feel me?
So it's an evil world we live in, bro.
Nah,
see, bro. Stories like these. Yo, nah. Don't let. Oh, we got a question in the chat. What's everyone's zodiac sign? I'm a Libra.
I'm a Libra.
Oh, you're a Libra too?
Hell yeah.
Oh, shit.
I'm a Virgo. You know, Virgo's on top.
Hell no.
Libra, Virgo. That's what you get.
Virgo's on top.
Fuck, I forgot what I was gonna say. Okay, so don't let...
Yo, that's crazy. Our birthdays are right next to each other, too.
Yeah, they're all, like, 3 weeks apart. That's funny. Yo, don't let these kinds of stories, like, derail you from trusting people, bro. It's tough, okay. Right? It is an evil world we live in. But that's why you have to choose your partners wisely, bro.
Like, but even then, bro...
Yo, no, hold on. Listen. Hold up, bro.
I hate that word.
What?
It's an evil world we live in. Because I know there's one female...
Hold up, bro. Save that shit. Let me spit right here. A lot of people choose people to be with, right? That have crazy and sus environments around them, bro. And expect them to be fucking trustworthy, right? So you're gonna date a girl and shit, but she goes out every fucking weekend, 3 times a week. You know what I'm saying? She got all her guy friends with her and shit like that. She got hella girlfriends that are thoughts and shit like that. All these red flags that you just wanna like ignore, right? You're just blind to them. You're like, oh, I can't see them. Fuck. And that's why people find it hard to trust them, because you know that your girl is a walking red flag or your man is a walking red flag, but you choose to ignore it and shit. So that's why you from the jump, you have to leave a good foundation. You have to peep all the red flags and shit like that and be like, yo, I know what I'm signing up for. That's why with me, bro, I like from the jump, I was like, yo, Jackie, I got this checklist, bro. You can't be out here on no wild shit. Like, I got to have full trust in you, bro. And you're going to get my full trust. You know what I'm saying? And like, she showed me that, like, you know, her lifestyle and everything like that. She was very honest with everything and like. She showed me that I could trust her. So I put my full trust in her, bro. I don't have to check no phones, bro. I don't have to have no location.
Yeah.
I don't have to check nobody or nothing, bro. Same thing with my friend group. It doesn't just go for your significant other, bro. It goes for friend group. Bro, talking like he in church. I'm fucking schooling you motherfuckers, bro. Subscribe to the channel. We got another thing that said, where y'all from? ATL, bro.
You from ATL, brother.
Insecurity is your biggest enemy. That's a fucking fact.
Yep.
So that's why you have to find somebody that you can genuinely trust. Cause then you're gonna end up looking like the bad guy. You're gonna be all insecure and shit. When you really don't want to be, but you have no other choice than to be. You know what I'm saying? Bro, Jackie showed me this video earlier about Aiden Ross, right? He had this like girl and right next to him, right? She was probably like a model or something. I don't know, right? But she was like, yeah, me and my guy friends and this and this and that. He was like, yo, real shit, bro. If we were cuffed or I was talking to you, you could not have any guy friends. He's like, no insecure shit or nothing like that. You just can't have no guy friends. She was like, but why? Like, they fuck with me. They're there when I'm like sad. Like, they always cook for me. They never try to like bang me or nothing like that. He's like, bro, if you gave them that shot, they would do it, bro.
Mm-hmm.
No problems. No questions asked. She's like, nah, they wouldn't. 100% they wouldn't. He was like, yo, call them right now. Call one of them right now. Say, you're sad. Can I come cuddle and shit? I want to cuddle with you. So she was like, all right, cool. No problem. She calls her one of her homies on speaker. He's like, hey, what's up? She was like, I'm feeling kind of sad. Like, you know, like, can I come over to your house? Like, I want to just cuddle with you. Can we cuddle? He was like, yeah, yeah, I'm down. No hesitation. No questions asked. Nothing like that, bro. Insane, right? That goes to show, like, that goes to that point. It's like, dude, it's just tough. But, like,
you know? Relationships are hard, especially for me, bro. I have so many friends that are girls, and they fuck with me, bro. They let me know what's up. Like, Shawty be like, bro, you think a girl is down bad for you? Shawty would be on her knees crying, begging you to fucking treat her right and shit while fucking somebody. Like, I'm talking about, you'd be thinking, motherfuckers are so stupid, bro. They be thinking Shawty's be down bad for them. But, dude, they are not down bad for you, bro. They could cry to your face while fucking somebody. Like, I'm saying, you feel me?
Not
How
really.
How often are y'all live? We're live every Saturday or Friday, but mostly Saturdays.
Not really. Well, not really, like, fucking somebody, but, like, fucking with somebody.
No,
or,
bro. You know? Shawty's be like.
But most shawty's do, like, be fucking somebody, and they'll be on their knees crying, or they be begging for you and shit.
That's why I'm kind of like an asshole, bro. Like, bro, I don't give a fuck if you cry to my face, but I don't give a fuck about none of that shit, bro. Like, I see past that shit, bro. You can be on your knees crying and shit. I'm not going to feel no type of way. You feel me? Because I know what's up with y'all. I know what's up with y'all females.
Like, in what way? Like, what do you mean, like, on their knees crying? About what, though? Like,
if you get caught up with some or some, like, you know?
Like, give me a situation. Like, make a face.
She's doing everything right. She's doing everything right and shit. You feel me? But, like, there's something that's in me that, like, she sees, like, yo, I don't have your full trust and shit, you know? Like, something's missing here, you know? Like, just basically like that. You know what I mean? They're doing everything right and shit.
She's crying that you don't trust her?
Exactly. You know what I mean?
So when are you ever going to trust a female then? Are you just never going to trust a female? You can't live like that either. And somebody in the chat just said that same thing. Somebody just said you can't really trust nobody. But that's not true, bro.
It's this, bro. It's the female. The female be moving weird, like, in the relationship. Like, she's not herself.
Or she had a past. That's the thing, you feel me?
See, she's not being herself. Listen, that's a good thing to talk about. Let's talk about past, bro. Because everybody has a past. You motherfuckers got a past. I got a past. Everybody that y'all see has a past, bro. Somebody said tuggy tuggy. Holy shit.
Whoa, brother. Chill.
Yo, everybody has a past, right? It is very hard. Like, let's keep it 100, bro. It is very hard to look past somebody's past, especially if you know it.
I'm not one of those people. I cannot look past that shit. Like, you bitch, cannot you look past it? Ho, bro, you hold are on, a slut.
Hold on, brother.
I'm already heated, bro.
Yo, let me know. Can y'all look past somebody's past or what? Is it sunny in there? No, it's not.
Nah,
it's not
I can't. I can't, bro.
I can, bro.
I can't.
And listen to me, bro.
And you're very few. Because I was that motherfucker who said, I do not give a fuck about your past. You feel me? Like, it is what it is.
Until you learn it and you can't stop thinking about it.
Yes, bro. Yeah, so you're up at night just like, yeah, bitch, you are a fucking though. Slut.
Hold on, bro. I'd rather not give a fuck about your past. Like,
this man is capping.
I don't want to know about your past. Like, I don't want to talk about that.
Talk about how to make money or something. We already talked about it. Go subscribe to the channel, little bro. All right. Yo, listen. I get it. It is hard. You think about it all the time, bro. But that's like the insecurity in you. Like, that you're, what goes through your mind is almost like you're comparing yourself to her past experiences.
Exactly.
You know that you're giving her an experience, but you know that she's had 25 other experiences and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? But you got to let go of that. Because some people genuinely change, right? Some people genuinely want a new, different life. You know what I'm saying? There's motherfuckers, y'all know, y'all probably know, some people that have 30 bodies on them, right? Right? But that was a past life. Now what? They're cooling. They're chilling. They want to have, like, a, you know, their family time or something like that. So do those people not deserve that second chance? They do. They just got to show you it, right? They just got to show you that they changed their... Like, and that goes back to what I said.
Actions speak louder than words.
You're a product of your environment. You know what I'm saying? So if they're still in that same environment, well, then you can't trust that they're different, right?
What if they're not?
If they're not, then cool. Then try it out. Then see. Like, show me. Show me that you're not like that. Show me that you don't have those guy friends that are weird. Show me that you're not hanging out with those girls that encourage you to do some wild shit. You know what I'm saying? Show me that you're about your money. Show me that you're, you know, you have ambitions, that you have goals. Those type of things will keep them so busy that they will not have time to go back on their past life and shit like that, you know? So that's how you get past it. But if you're still fucking with somebody that lives that kind of lifestyle, that's around that same environment, hell no, you cannot trust them, bro. You cannot be like, nah, I can't overlook this past and shit like that. But you have to stop comparing yourself to their past. Like, yo, if anybody asks you, bro, if anybody asks you, for body counts, if anybody asks you for like experiences, yo, have you done this? Have you done that? Yo, do not say a damn
word. I plead the word, fucking
bro.
Fifth.
Be like, yo, honestly, Shadi, that does not matter, bro. We should not be talking about that right now. I don't want to talk about that with you.
Hey,
like,
if she.
Because at the time, bro, sometimes they'll try to convince you, nah, it's cool. Like, I don't care, bro. Yo. I don't care. Nah, psych, bro. They're going to be thinking about that shit. Oh, but you did this with this person. Hell no.
Yeah, they're going to want to switch shit up on you.
And don't ask them either, bro. Don't ask your girls nothing. Don't, bro. Don't. Just leave that, it.
You know, here's
that's
the thing.
Problem about like talking stages or like if you're getting ready to get in a relationship. If the female or the dude bringing up the past already, that's a red flag.
Dude, I'm telling you right now, bro. If you're gonna get in a relationship, do not post this. If you dead ass want a serious relationship, do not post that shit, bro. Because there's hella motherfuckers in my own experience that will like cool motherfuckers that you thought were cool that would try to come into your relationship or are worried about your relationship and shit. Bro, if you want a healthy relationship, do not post that shit on social media, bro. Because there's always them weird-ass motherfuckers that are, like, telling you shit that you don't want to hear, you feel me? Like, we're all here to experiment and shit. Like, I get it if you're a very close friend and you know what's up, but just talking out your ass or, like, saying people with stuff behind their past and shit, like, what for? You know what I mean? Yeah. Especially when you look happy, especially when you're posting her. Y'all doing the cute shit. Y'all in the honeymoon stage. People really be like, yo, like, they be trying to get in your head and shit. Like, they not trying to see you. They're not trying to see you happy and shit. They're trying to, like, you know, dethrone everything, fuck you up, be like, yo, she a hoe, you know, she did whoop-de-whoop, blah, blah, blah. Or they make even rumors and shit. People start hating and shit, bro. Because it's rare when you, like, when people are like, yo, happy with that relationship and not tear it down or, like, praise it and everything.
That's why I don't post it.
Everything,
that's
you know
why I don't
mean?
Post it. But that's why nobody knows.
But you want to post it because it's cute, bro. You know, you
no,
want to show off your shoddy.
I mean, yo, hey, let's talk about that, bro. I've always been so anti, like, posting that shit. Even back then when we first started dating, I was dating Jackie in 2017, right? And she would get upset that I wouldn't post her and shit.
Yeah,
like that.
That's the bad thing about females. And even some dudes, too. Like, some females are like, oh, like, I want to keep this private, you know what I'm saying? But it's not that they don't want to post you. It's just the fact that, like...
People be talking hella shit in the relationship, you know
yo,
what I mean?
I don't like nobody to be like, oh, damn, bro, you see what they got going on? Like, oh, shit, they're doing this? Damn, that's kind of quick. Bro, I don't want nobody knowing nothing, bro. Any experience is going to be lived through our eyes and our memories and shit like
right.
that. You know what I'm saying? It's not for nobody else to judge. It's not for nobody else to talk about. I'm not going to be a topic of discussion when y'all sit around drinking some drinks and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Yo, what if a girl judged you for your past? We all got a past.
Yes, we do. Yeah.
What would you say, like, about that? Does she have every right to?
She does. She does. You know why? Oh, okay, here's the thing. If I'm, because there's hella people like even in my past relationship where it's like, oh, I don't give a fuck about your past. And then I hear some shit and then I generally start tripping, right? But if you hear some shit about me and I'm like, oh, but that happened in the past and I'm being hypocritical, then yes, you know, like I'm in the wrong and shit. But if I genuinely like tell you, yo, I don't give a fuck about your past and I hear some shit and I don't trip about it, I don't come at you and you tell me some shit about my past and you're not respecting, like, yo, it was in the past, then yeah, you know what I mean? It just really depends on the circumstance.
Yeah.
That's real.
Somebody said, keep it private, but not a secret.
That's
true.
That's right.
So
that's
how do you...
Right.
Okay, so maybe in the chat, y'all can tell me how to maneuver that.
That's
how do you,
my type of shit.
How do you keep something private, but not a secret? Because it's kind of hard. It's hard to navigate that.
Nah. Because you don't really have to pose somebody. You know, you could be out in public. You could go to events, you know.
Yeah, but people are afraid. They catch on, bro.
Yeah, people could see you in public, you know. Like, y'all are normal, but y'all just don't post each other. Y'all don't be all up on the social media. Y'all don't post everything y'all do, you know.
Yeah.
That's basically, you know, keep it private, but not a secret.
Somebody
you know?
Said post an arm. Yeah.
Even so, then, bro, they got a little tat. Oh, that's that motherfucker.
No face, no case.
Dude, in Gwinnett, that shit's not true, bro. You can. I know everybody's tats, bro. I know who you're talking about.
Bro, people even know your own, like, skin
your
color.
Whip. It's your whip.
Your whip.
Yeah. Somebody else said.
Your shoes, your clothes.
Somebody said, no, if you're not posting your girlfriend at all, that's a red flag.
See, that's see, we all think different. You
we all
me?
Think different.
Because I could say, oh, it really depends, bro. Because you genuinely have to sit down and be like, yo, hey, like, I love you and everything. You know, we're having something good. Let's not ruin it by posting it and have people envy our relationship. People get into our relationship.
Oh, so this is what I was going to say about that posting shit.
I don't think it's a red flag.
I think a lot of times, so I had this conversation with her. I was like, yo, why do you want me to post you? She's like, so everybody can know your mind. I was like, why does everybody have to know that I'm yours? You know I'm yours. You know that I'm not doing nothing weird.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? If you genuinely think I'm not posting you because I want to fuck around, then why are you with me?
Exactly.
Then why are you with me? Why is there no trust? You know what I'm saying? Like, I understand that. And that's very logical, because that could be another situation where they're not posting you because they are fucking around. But that means that you don't have your fundamentals right. That means you're fucking with somebody that is not trustworthy, bro. And you got to fuck with somebody that is trustworthy. Here we go. Post but never show him/her face type shit.
No face, no case.
That's what I'm saying. You don't have to post them every time y'all go on dates or hanging out. That's what I'm saying.
That's what I'm saying.
As long as y'all both know what's up, then that's good enough. And that's what we're saying. Is this the only POV? So yeah, we're on TikTok. So y'all can't hear these mics. So some people have said like, yo, y'all, we can't hear the mics. You're hearing the phone audio. Y'all go to YouTube and y'all can see this done.
Go to YouTube and subscribe.
There's a drop on Wednesday.
Show some support.
But like, being posted once in a while here and there keeps a girl's mind sane. I feel like they like it. I think a lot of girls will not admit to it, but I think that they actually genuinely like other people seeing them. Because I'll say like, yo, so you care what people think? And then like, they'll be like, nah, right? Somebody will be like, nah. I'll be like, to a certain extent, you do, because you want other people seeing it. If not, you'll just take a picture and hold it in your gallery, right? And we're talking pictures, taking pictures and shit like that. But you do want other people seeing it. And that's not bad, right? That's not a bad thing. Just admit that. Just be 100. Like, yeah, like, you know, that it gives me like, it makes me happy that other people can see like, oh, look, he's doing this for me and shit like that. In that case, yo, that's cool. That's valid. But just say that. You know what I'm saying? Don't just accuse people.
Yeah, and it's like, so rare when people like are actually happy with their relationship and happy with you. Like, you've seen Gark and Brittany? Like, everybody, like, that? Like, they're TikTokers.
Uh-uh.
Like, they're like the couple, like, bro, like, them motherfuckers are like meant for each other. They're cute. They got their money up. You feel me? Like, they do everything together. They live together. They smoke together. Like, they're a cute couple. You feel me? And mm-hmm. everybody looks up to that. So it's like, girls be like, damn. Or even guys, like, they be like, damn, I want to be like that. You know, making money with my partner.
Yeah.
We do everything together. Everybody knows we're together and shit. Like, they want to be that couple. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But in the real world, motherfuckers do not want to see you like that. You know, they like talking shit.
Somebody said giving reassurance is also very important. Yeah. Yep. So for me, I think like physical, like face to face, not the posting. I think the posting is like short term reassurance. I think face to face reassurance is way better. Like, yo, telling them that they're beautiful. Like, you know what I'm saying? If you're a girl, dude, give your man reassurance, bro. Like, I think a lot of females overlook that. They think that they're the only ones that should be like given reassurance. Like, no, men like. They might not want to admit it, but men like need reassurance too, bro. They like, yo, like, I appreciate you. You know, I appreciate everything you do for me, dude. You treat me so well. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, shit like that, bro. You a handsome motherfucker, bro. Even if they're not, lie to them. It's okay. We like being lied to.
We do not.
There's no problem, bro. And then your girl, tell her she's beautiful, bro. Tell her like that you fuck with her, you know? We just want everyone to know you got a baddie. Hey, I got a baddie. And whether everybody knows or not,
hey, that's
I got a baddie, brother.
You don't know who that is?
No, I don't know who that is.
That's Does the mic even work? So these mics are for YouTube, not TikTok. Are you guys going to kiss? No, we're brothers. For example, I believe men deserve flowers too. Or what y'all think? Yo, y'all fucking with flowers or not?
No, I don't. I never like giving female flowers either way, though.
They said
even like receive it. That's why I wouldn't like. This goes to the point that I wouldn't like to receive them either. You know.
Okay.
I've never received flowers ever.
Donnie just gave my homie gave me flowers for my birthday. It was cool. It was okay. That's
are you talking about like dude to dude or like or
no,
like
no female boyfriend? I mean girlfriend to boyfriend.
Yeah, like she gives you flowers. That'd be cool. Like it's cool.
Cause like honestly, I feel like a dude never receives flowers until they're 6 feet under the.
That is
true.
Until
though.
You're fucking dead.
Yeah, that's true though. That's true. Like so, I would like that. Like you know, I would like that shit. Like
he sounds so sad that he's never gotten flowers, bro. Hey,
if any of y'all want to shawty's want to give him flowers, you know he's available. He's not talking.
That's what I'm saying, bro. My man right here.
I'm good, bro. Cause
He's a barber, bro. He gets you right. Bro. He gets your son right.
More thing I learned my lesson, bro. I'm learning
He's
my
packing.
Lesson.
Give my man some flowers, bro. Real That's shit. Funny. All right, yo. Pull up the TikTok I sent you. I got a game for y'all motherfuckers, bro. So it's called Either Or. So I got a bunch of like Hispanic foods. They're mostly Mexican that we're going to compare. And we're going to choose which one's fucking better. Which one would we rather take? That's exactly how you reacted. Someone give him some flowers. Someone give my man some flowers, bro. Here we go. First up on the list. Are we choosing conchas or donuts, bro? Which conchas. One is goated, bro?
Donut.
Nah, you take, conchas.
Donut? Yeah, I'm taking a donut. The Quick Trip donut at 12 a.m.
Nah. Dude, I love a Quick Trip donut. What you Quick know about Trip that? Glazed donut, bro. Goated you know donuts, bro. Nah, people conchas? Think it's a hot take.
All the way.
What are we conchas. Saying?
Chat. Hey, cut that bitch in four pieces and dump that bitch in hot chocolate.
Nah, bro.
That
fuck
shit
that.
The spot.
Fuck that.
It's okay, so listen. I'm going to break this down, bro. I'm going to actually kind of say donuts. And this that's kind of crazy. But the thing is, take them for what they are by themselves. No milk, no hot chocolate or nothing. Can you eat a concha that by itself and it be shit. Fire?
Nah.
But you can eat a donut by itself and it'll be fire. So I'm going with donuts, bro. What are y'all saying? Conchas or donut? Wait, with hot chocolate, concha alone, donut. Oh, that's what I'm saying. So somebody said it. With hot chocolate, concha alone, donut. I think that's pretty hard. Pretty good take, bro. That's what we were going with. Okay, so what we got next? Oh, shit.
My back hurts like a bitch.
All right, yo. We taking empanadas or tres leches cake? What are
empanadas.
We saying?
Empanadas. And whoever likes tres leches cake, fuck you, bro.
Damn, I thought y'all were going to say... I thought y'all were going to like tres leches. Nah, I hate it. Tres leches too,
that
bro.
That shit is nasty, bro.
I fuck with
I think
it.
That's a hot take, bro. At Diana Hay. Dude, I think that's a hot take from all of us, bro. Y'all fucking with tres leches or empanadas, bro? I like empanadas too, bro. Empanadas. Some good Colombian?
Yes, bro.
Nah, Venezuelan? Dominican.
Oh, you like Dominican empanadas? Yeah,
bro, tres leches cake is the worst cake out there, bro.
Dude, me too. I hate tres leches. Yo, what's up, Diana and Daisy? I know y'all popping out right now. Y'all probably just chilling, waiting for your guys' ride. Y'all about to go to Moondogs or something?
Well, my boy Young Chapo.
Yeah, my boy Chapo.
Chapo's probably over there right now just chilling, getting those shots ready.
Not for real.
Somebody said three milks, cut. Staying inside? Holy shit, bro. You changed, Daisy. You changed, bro. Yeah, we locked in with empanadas. Here we go. Tacos or flautas, bro? What are we saying?
Tacos.
Tacos.
Tacos, brother. Nothing beats a nice taco de asada, bro.
Yep.
From El Compagino. Or El Indio is pretty fire, too.
El Indio, yeah.
All right. Sopes or gorditas, bro?
I feel like I grew up more with sopes.
Yeah, mom always made sopes, bro.
But gorditas are good as fuck, dude.
You fucking gorditas?
I think I'm fucking with gorditas.
Yo, sopes or gorditas? Adrian as space. Tres leches has to make a certain way,
space
though.
Space is so dead now, bro. Nah.
Well, going to. Nice, that's what I'm saying. Gorditas, cut. I think sopes, bro. Sopes are fire. You can stack
sopes
that bitch.
With some chorizo.
Gorditas might be too much cheese. Like dough. Too much
You're
fire
tripping.
For me, bro.
You're tripping. Yeah.
It's a little too much. Wait, it's like a sandwich.
Gorditas is like...
Gorditas is like queso and
like that kind of shit right there.
Those are fire, bro. Those shits are fire.
I'm going with sopes, brother. What are we saying? Tortas or burritos, bro?
Tortas.
Ooh, tortas or burritos? He goes to drink like an unk ass space, bro.
Nah,
bro,
for shit. Real.
Fuck,
that's
bro.
What I used to do.
I have no idea.
If I go into space, bro, like I have to go with a group of friends.
Yeah, for real. I'm going with tortas, bro. Yeah, I feel like tortas can go hard.
Burritos
like,
are fire.
You could get some nice avocado in there, tomato, like all that good shit. They'll probably fill you up more. Burritos might not. Like if you're eating 1-to-1 ratio, burrito might not. If you're eating a tortilla with meat, you might as well eat tacos, bro. If I go into a store, I'm not going to order a burrito, bro.
What about Chipotle?
But I think we got unpopular opinion. Everybody in the chat is saying burritos. If it ain't a torta, no me importa. That's what I'm fucking saying, brother.
They with the bad bitches and the fat
dude,
bitches.
Dude, that's fucking hilarious, brother. W comment, bro. No, that one is dead. Is dead. Is dead. Yeah, it's dead already. Just leave it. Just leave it. It's fine.
I need to go piss.
We're about to be done. Okay. So what are we saying? I said tortas. You said torta. Tortas. What are we saying?
Torta.
Tortas,
all
brother.
The way. All the way.
Oh, fuck. I missed one.
Torta all the way. Torta pounder.
It's crazy.
Torta pounder over here, brother. All right, here we go. Nah. All right. Pozole or menudo, bro? What are we saying?
Pozole. Menudo's nasty. Actually, I've never had it. I'm lying.
I fucking hate menudo, bro. Have you seen it with, like, before it's cooked?
Pozole, bro.
Pozole go crazy.
A good pozole, bro. Pozole rojo or verde? What are we saying?
Verde.
I like a nice pozole rojo, bro. We got hella pozoles in the chat. Red pozole. Red pozole. Pozole. That's what I'm saying. Y'all people a good fucking taste, bro.
Both.
Menudo's kind of fucking wild.
Crazy.
All right, here we go. This is the one that gets everybody. Y'all ready for this shit? Tamales rojos o verdes, bro?
Verdes.
What are we saying,
verdes, bro?
I got tamales rojos.
You're tripping.
On deck,
I promise you that. If they don't say it, bro, I'll buzz my hair.
Okay, we got...
Yo, I ain't gonna lie. I'm a picky-ass eater, so I don't like tamales.
We got two bowls. Red ones, rojos, greens. We got... Okay, bowls. Or rajas. Rajas is underrated, but it's fire, too.
People that know me for real knows that I'm a picky-ass eater.
So which one you eat?
None. He doesn't eat tamales.
You don't eat tamales?
I don't like tamales.
Yo, can we flame my man in the chat?
Nah, bro, I don't like tamales.
This man does not like tamales.
Tamales is not for me, dog.
Tamales dunces only? Bro, that pink
You're
one is crazy,
nah.
man. That pink one
that
is crazy.
That pink one made me not fuck with tamales, actually.
Yo.
Hell no.
Homie just said he don't like tamales. Can y'all roast
Shut
my man in the
bag.
Chat, bro?
You
this is crazy.
On the chat.
Nah, bro, I don't fuck with tamales. Are not
L
for me. Hey, I like tamales, but I don't like tamales, but I like pupusas. How does that work?
What the fuck? That's not even like... They don't even correlate.
Bro, all right, what are we saying?
Well,
here we go.
Yeah.
It's another one.
They both have masa, so it's like the same shit.
He hasn't had any good ones, for real, bro. As
yeah,
Anna's
maybe.
Yo,
maybe.
Listen. Horchata or Jamaica, bro? What are we saying, chat?
Horchata.
Horchata, brother. Horchata. I think a lot of people from the fucking mainland will say Jamaica. I think a lot of people like Jamaica.
Horchata.
We might have a hot take here.
What they saying? Horchata?
He said guys with hair like his tend to say shit like that. That's fucking hilarious.
What? Is that supposed to be?
That boy Ricky tripping.
We got horchata. Both. Unlock that shit, brother. Both.
Nah,
what are we saying? Horchata or Jamaica in the chat?
Are you trying to say something about my hair? Are you trying to like...
You're right, though, bro. You're right.
Nah, hell nah. Not guys like me. No, I ain't gonna lie. There is some people that I know that have hair like me that are picky as fuck.
You are a picky motherfucker.
I know.
Yeah, this motherfucker doesn't eat beans either. It's crazy. Jamaica.
Tomato or no ketchup.
Yo, listen,
No type of sauce. No type of sauce. I eat all my shit plain.
I can't believe
Fuck
you, man.
No.
Yo, listen. Tequila or whiskey, bro?
Tequila.
What are we saying? Tequila all the way, son.
Nah,
but real shit, anything. Whiskey?
I mean, tequila. Like, if it's a 1942.
Tequila.
A nice. Don Julio 70, brother.
Yeah.
Yeah, bro, he don't eat any beans. Yeah, he don't eat beans. Shout out to Latino community for standing up
like,
against ICE.
I don't like beans, nah.
Tequila. Daisy with the whiskey? Bro, I seen you take a lot of tequila shots before volleyball, brother. Don't make me pull out those videos. Don't make me air those videos out on live, bro.
I'm
shot?
I'm pretty sure that's because the only thing I had.
I'm on medication, brother. I cannot take a shot right now. Oh, shit.
Right here?
Unfortunately. No, I got it. Tequila for sure. Yeah, we got a whole lot of tequilas, bro. Daisy, unpopular opinion, brother. I seen you take a lot of tequila shots. Don't let me pull them out. What else we got? I don't want to do that one. Okay. Oh, I think that's it. Y'all got any other ones that y'all can think of or not?
Hell no.
Okay, well, I'm a Crown Apple and Bucana type of person.
Ooh,
this dude is from
the
motherland.
Worst kind.
The Crown Royale at Volleyball Thursday. Thirsty Thursdays, brother. That's where it all started, bro. Those are the times, bro. We got to run that back one of these days. That shit was fucking hilarious.
Hey, don't you got like a volleyball field that you got around here?
Yeah, or we
like
got a volleyball field around here. That shit is fire, bro. Y'all got to pull up to Swanee. That shit is fucking lit. All right, bro. This has been
honor.
Another.
It's been an honor.
Yo, what's up? Blue Monarch. Y'all know a Blue Monarch. Opinion on the fireballs. Y'all like fireball?
I've never tried it like that.
Fireballs
like cinnamon, huh?
Yeah, cinnamon. It's aight. It's aight. I didn't like it at first, but like it's aight, bro.
A quick little buzz. Two shots.
W Podcast Twin, keep it up for real. Yo, I appreciate that shit, bro.
Yo, we appreciate the support.
Fireball nasty. People saying fireball nasty.
Fireball just nasty. Like burns the fuck out of your gut.
It's kind of crazy, but like, I think once you're super faded, it's straight, bro.
Yeah, no cat. It's like water.
Sounds like a heartburn, someone said.
Yes, dead ass.
Fireball in the cold will warm you up. Yo, real shit. straight spoonful of cinnamon. You might as well do this cinnamon challenge, bro. Real
Not
shit.
For real.
What's good, boys? Matty boy. What's up, bro? What's hey, up, if y'all haven't subscribed to the channel, make sure y'all subscribe at N85 Podcast. We're going to be there, bro. All right, this has been the end of the podcast. Yo, I appreciate for everybody in there. Daisy, Diana, bro. I appreciate y'all for being active, bro.
Appreciate everybody.
If anybody hasn't subscribed to the channel, make sure to subscribe. Appreciate my brothers for being here, bro. This was a fucking lit episode. Make sure y'all tune in every Wednesday, bro. Oh, shit, we getting some gifts. Estrella
Yo,
with...
Holy 27
shit.
Roses.
27 roses. Bro, I appreciate you, Estrella, dude. You've been Shout active you. In here. Shout out to you, bro. You fucking lit, bro. Every Wednesday, we drop every Wednesday. Oh, she dropped another fucking gift.
Jordi Galaxy.
She dropped a dolphin. Yo, no, chill. She dropped a dolphin. Yo, I appreciate y'all. Everybody in here, bro. Make sure y'all go crazy. Get lit somewhere. It's fucking Saturday. Bro.
Espacio Discoteca tonight.
Bro. Who's at Espacio? Where y'all at tonight, bro? Before
Espacio,
we end the live, bro.
There's Havana, all right, we out.